are here at the 2018 CU Recovery Collections Academy in Bloomington, Minnesota, with Lisa Hayes from Through the Haze. Is that the name of your company, Through
it
the
is.
Haze?
That's yes.
a cool name.
Yeah, I know. Get a little creative, get through the haze, bring some clarity to people's lives.
That sticks to the front of the mind there.
I joke and say I married a common name, which was really helpful.
Perfect. Yeah. So you just gave a presentation there, well, like an hour or two ago, about how to stand out from the crowd for career growth. And I think that's a really big one today because there's a lot of millennials kind of moving through the ranks these days. Actually, anybody, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why am I choosing the millennials? I have no idea. But for folks in general who want to move up through the ranks. And,
and so bring their best self to work every day.
Yeah.
Because that's what's important.
Yeah.
And that's what people pay attention to is that information, the softer side, the how do you communicate? How do you work with people?
Mm-hmm.
Are you easy to work with or are you not?
Right? I don't know.
How do you show up every day? Those are the things that are really important to stand out in your career.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I'm thinking, after watching your presentation, I'm thinking about hand gestures, what I say.
I know. That's good.
How I'm projecting.
You're aware. That's important.
Step one, be aware.
Be aware.
So that said, give us a quick overview on kind of the subject matter here, because I mean, we already touched on it a little bit, but give us a quick summary.
Well, we talked a lot about what are those elements of professional presence or your leadership presence or executive presence. A lot of people use different terms, but it all means the same thing. It's really, how do you show up? Whether that's in how you communicate, how aware you are of yourself, what you bring to the table, specifically how you communicate, right? Because we communicate every time we are with another person.
Right.
Verbally or non-verbally, those are really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we manage those pesky little emotions that might come up, and how do we really pay attention to those? Because all of that turns into how people perceive us and our brand, which is really important if we want to stand out or bring our best selves to work
Indeed.
Every day.
Yeah, you talked a lot about emotions, because I was in there.
I did,
was in the section about emotions. Like, oh, okay,
it's huge.
Well, you talked about emotional intelligence. For those folks out there, I mean, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have heard of it, but they don't really know what it is. If you could briefly tell us what it is.
Absolutely. It's a concept. I mean, it's a concept that we talk about a lot in the industry. You hear that term, but again, a lot of people don't know what it is. But it really is, do you understand and recognize those emotions in yourself and others? So first of all, is becoming aware of them. And then it's, what are you doing about it, right? Can you manage those behaviors in yourself or others to really make a positive impact? Because we're all going to have emotions, good or bad, positive or negative, that we have to deal with and manage. If we know how to manage them before they even happen, that's a huge win.
Here's a segue from that question, and it's a term that you were in there, emotional contagion.
Yeah.
Can you explain this, please?
Yeah.
I thought it was fascinating,
Isn't it?
Totally fascinating.
Fascinating. The concept, emotional contagion, is a term, and you can research it, but it is about how your emotions are contagious to other people. And you may have experienced this if you walk into a room and someone might be in a bad mood. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a bad mood. Or someone's really excited about something, and they're just energized, and they're bringing that energy to work.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, or at home, too, right? It happens personally and professionally as well. So
it's
how your emotions have a ripple effect to other people. And really being aware of that as a leader, as someone who's really working on their emotional intelligence, is really important.
Very cool. And then this also segues to our next one. It's like, we are all wired to deal with emotions first.
Yes.
That's kind of in our brain.
Isn't it? Yeah. How we react to emotions comes through our limbic system in our brain before they hit the rational part, which is a very interesting thing when you think of like the fight or flight is what I was using in our workshop, right? We think emotionally and we notice those emotional behaviors, right? Hands sweating, palms sweating. We're talking about facing a bear, right? Or a spider. I use a spider. But we feel those emotions first before we make a decision. And usually it's pretty instant. But that really is how our emotions happen. And so really paying attention to the minute you start noticing a signal in your body that you're either frustrated or worried or anxious, what are your self-management techniques that you can then help in the moment so you don't display that in a negative way to your brand?
Gotcha. And this, and let's transfer it into the workplace, which where we are, where we spend our time,
right?
The majority of our lives, basically. So how do we? I guess the other thing was it was top five emotional triggers at work,
right?
And then how do you kind of, I don't want to say suppress it, but control it, manage it?
Well, it's really understanding what are your triggers.
Yeah.
Everybody has different triggers. What might trigger me might not trigger you, right? Because we're all different people and we're all unique. So understanding what are those triggers. What are the root causes of them? And that could be certain behaviors that people demonstrate. It could be certain activities. We talked about feeling underappreciated, having unrealistic deadlines. All of those things play into maybe some triggers that cause you to react in a certain way, mm-hmm. and maybe not in the way that you want to,
mm-hmm.
right? If someone is being very dictatorish in a meeting, that might set you off.
Oh yeah.
Right, and all of a sudden your nonverbals and how you show up just mm-hmm. become really different,
mm-hmm.
And maybe not in the light you want. So,
right.
How do you start recognizing the emotions that are tied to that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the trigger, right? If you know a certain person triggers you,
mm-hmm.
how do you course correct it right before you walk into a meeting with that person,
right?
How do you level set yourself and talk to yourself through what are your strategies and your techniques,
mm-hmm.
and finding those different things that work? Because what might work for you might not work for me,
mm-hmm.
what might work for me might not work for mm-hmm. someone else, so you got to figure out what works specifically for you.
Gotcha. And your audience, the crowd in there,
mm-hmm.
what did you want to leave them with? What do you want them to do with this information when they go back to work?
Yeah, my
or
hope,
even their personal lives?
Everybody, right? I really hope, I truly believe development should be something we're always working on and talking about. I am huge into development, something that's throughout my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get people to see the importance of it and really take one little nugget away, something simple that they can bring into their mm-hmm. day-to-day life,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to help them each and every time that they're trying something new.
Right, right.
It's not hard to do, but we often put development to the side because everything else takes precedence.
Oh,
I got
okay.
these projects, right?
Yeah,
all these
true.
Things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we tend to not sit and self-reflect
mm-hmm.
or figure out what are my triggers
mm-hmm.
or what is it. So I try and make things simple,
mm-hmm.
right? Ask yourself a couple different questions, and do you start noticing those behaviors? Do you start
mm-hmm.
noticing those triggers? And then what can you do about it?
Right.
Once you're aware of something, you can then make a strategy or a plan to fix it.
Indeed, indeed. And confidence.
Yes.
So important today.
It is.
So important. And you talked about in there, like, you've given this presentation many, many, many times. You
yep.
know it backwards and forwards,
yep.
but and yet you still go out and you practice it.
I do.
Because that gives you the confidence going into it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it resets my brain. I've trained myself that when I'm practicing, I practice with my nonverbals. I practice how I speak. You
mm-hmm.
know, even before this workshop, I was in the corner practicing how I was going to use my hand gestures. It's retraining
wow.
my brain. It's kind of like riding a bike, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just training my brain that when I use hand gestures
mm-hmm.
or when I'm talking, that I have to project that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and confidence is something you can fake till you make, right? You
totally.
Can you can control how you show up, and you can control that. Even if you don't believe 100% that you're like the expert, you can come across and build that confidence, and it takes that practice and the time.
Yeah.
And then over time, you start believing it.
Yep.
Right?
And then you
and
do
then,
it. And
yeah.
then you are.
Yeah.
So, wow.
So.
And ever since you've been talking about hand gestures, I'm thinking about my hands now. And I keep thinking of that scene in Talladega Nights where Ricky Bobby's like, what do I do with my hands in the interview process? So I'm thinking of that
oh
the
God.
Whole time.
Yeah. And you talk too much with your hands? Do you talk too little with your hands? Where do you put your hands? When you're standing,
mm-hmm.
right? When you're sitting, you know, how do you use your hands
yeah.
to deliver the right message, because that is 55% of communication.
Sure. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
strategic ways to use it, but then you don't want to go crazy with your hands.
Right.
You know, you want, there's a happy medium in there
yeah.
somewhere.
I talk a lot with my hands, and thus I have to really be, I have to be aware of it.
You have to be self-aware.
I do, because I
steps.
Do use my hands quite often.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. Very cool. Anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up here, Lisa? This
no,
is really
I just,
interesting stuff. I love this stuff.
I really hope that people, you know, see how easy and simple this can be if they just take a little bit of time to
yeah.
reflect and think about it. And self-awareness really is just about being curious. If you're curious,
mm-hmm.
you'll start figuring this stuff out.
Yep. Indeed.
And
all right. Hey,
questions.
Lastly, where can we get a hold of you? Where
oh.
is it, like throughthehaze.com
oh,
or something?
Through-the-haze.com.
Very
you don't
true.
Put the you don't put the dashes in there, you're going to find an optometrist in San Francisco. So
who might
yeah.
be in a purple haze, but
yeah,
we'll,
absolutely.
That's another story.
But that's a great place to
okay.
at least start and reach out to me.
Okay, very cool. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you
well
so
done.
Much.
Good job.